What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
MXPX just announced that they are doing a show at the Showbox in January. So we're very excited to get all the details and catch up with our buddy Mike Herrera from MXPX after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, Bremerton's finest, MXPX, Danny's favorite band in the world, has announced two new shows coming back to the Great Pacific Northwest. And we have Mike Herrera joining us right now to talk about these two shows coming up in 2026. Good morning, Mike.
Hello. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We're fired up. New shows happening in January. Tickets go on sale this Friday.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we just announced these shows. They're in 2026, but the promoter was telling us that we chose a place that's going to sell out within the next couple weeks. It's too small. But we love the Showbox, so we're like, let's just play here at least another time. Let's play here again, because we love it.
And I can imagine for you being around here forever, like, you have probably some, like, really strong connections to the Showbox, not just for your band playing, but, like, because I think about, like, you know, so many great bands that I've gotten to see there, like, bucket list bands I've gotten to see perform there, bands that are on, like, a level, like you said, like, they're playing there, that it's too small of a venue for them, but they still did a show there. Do you have any memories of bands that you saw at the Showbox where you're just like, yeah, I will never forget these shows?
Yeah, Tom and I, our guitar player for MXPX, we always go to shows, and we've been to a ton of great shows there. I'm going to say Cheap Trick was one of my all-time favorites.
Yep.
Just seeing Cheap Trick in the Showbox, I was like, what? We're not at Budokan. We're not in Japan. We're in Seattle. That was awesome. I saw Stray Cats there, Brian Setzer Orchestra, Stray Cats. That was amazing. And it just seems so wild to see somebody like that, because I grew up listening to Stray Cats. Like, before I knew what punk was, before I knew what rock was, it was just music to me.
Yep.
And I didn't know it was rockabilly either. So, yeah, it was an amazing show, too.
The first, I don't play guitar, I play drums, but the first thing I ever learned on guitar was Stray Cat Strut. And I thought I was the coolest dude because I could play Stray Cat Strut when it's like two notes.
Absolutely. And it holds up, too. That riff is so cool still. I love it.
Mike, I want to ask you too. Yeah. About Mike Herrera from MXPX. Again, there's two shows happening January 9th at the Commodore in Vancouver, which is like their version of the Showbox. I've been there, and it's such a great sounding room. And then, of course, our version of the Showbox, which is the Showbox. You're going to be doing a show there on January 10th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. and get tickets and information at mxpx.com. Every once in a while, Daniel will come in and be like, oh, this band played. Oh, guess what? Mike Herrera jumped up on stage and performed with them. And I always think that is so cool. If you had to put together maybe your top three times that you jumped up on stage with a band that's not yours and performed with them, which ones would those be?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, geez. I know I'm going to miss probably some of them, but, you know, I was just, you know, over in Seattle, Simple Plan was here.
Yep.
And they were playing at WAMU Theater, which we played there too. It's a great spot. Got up on stage with them. Always a blast. I would say honorable mention is Less Than Jake. They have a song called Look What Happened. One of my favorite songs that they do. Every time they play it, I just have to sing. And then I find myself get it on stage, even if we hadn't talked about it. So sometimes I'll just bum rush the stage. So less than Jake's bum, yeah.
Mike, I know you guys released the album Find a Way Home back in 2023, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that was your 11th studio album.
So it was.
Taylor Swift also has 11 studio albums, and she just announced this week that she's releasing her 12th studio album. So I was wondering, are you also going to make an announcement about your 12th studio album anytime soon?
Okay, well, damn, Taylor. Why has Taylor got to put me on the spot?
She's like prolific, this? Man.
So we've been in this sort of, you know, arms race with Taylor our whole career, really.
Yes. And
so I wasn't prepared for this, but yes, we are working on a new album. It is number 12. I've written, I think most of the songs, we might have like one or two I'm still working on, but MXPX has been in the studio, not recording yet, but you know, you have to like get the pre-production ready. You have to like figure out the song. So that's what we've been doing. And we're preparing to go into the studio this fall in between some of the shows that we have.
Working on album number 12, got the shows coming up. You also do a podcast, and I saw just recently you had James Stuckey, who's one of the equipment managers for the Seattle Kraken. I was just curious for you, like, were you a fan of hockey before the Kraken came to town, or was the Kraken what got you hooked on hockey?
Okay, it's a two-parter, because I wasn't a fan. No, you're right. I became a fan after going to a bunch of Kraken games.
Awesome.
But I had gone to a few hockey games in my life, throughout my life, always enjoyed it, but we just never had a thing, you know, like, and then when the Kraken came, wow, now we have something we can go and support. And I got to mention, my second part is now my hometown Bremerton has a hockey team. It's an amateur, it's not professional, but they're called the Bremerton Sockeyes. It's their second season.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to, you know, support the Kraken in Seattle, but also have the hometown love.
I'm already envisioning that the Sockeyes probably have some pretty great merch.
I think so. Because Bremerton is a seaport kind of vibe, same with Seattle. It's the Sockeyes, it's a salmon. Like, what is a sockeye? It's a salmon. It's a fish. And apparently they don't have teeth. So it's like, what kind of mascot doesn't have teeth? So they put teeth on the sockeye mascot.
Make it intimidating.
I hope it's missing some teeth. Otherwise, it's not a true hockey fish.
I'm sure it is.
We're chatting with Mike Herrera from MXPX. You guys have two shows that have just been announced. January 9th up in Vancouver at the Commodore. And then January 10th at the Showbox right here in Seattle. And people can get those tickets beginning Friday at 10 a.m. with all the info at MXPX.com. We mentioned, you know, merch for sports teams, but I'm back on the MXPX merch really quick, and I just wanted to just shine a little light on this. You guys have, like, barbecue tools and barbecue swag. You've got steak seasoning. Are you guys all big barbecue fanatics? Because I just wanted to point out that our friend Steve Miggs just ate meat for the first time in, like, 2.5 years when we were down in Austin, Texas. I'm thinking that we might need to get some MXPX steak seasoning and have him try some meat with that on it.
Absolutely. I will send you guys a little container of it. It's so cool. I'm a grill fan. I've actually been grilling all summer long because we got this new gear. So I'm like, all right, we're grilling every night. So we just try to come up with fun ideas just to make it fun, keep it interesting. And the grill set was just another step in that direction.
What we need next from you then is
foam
fingers. We need MXPX foam fingers.
Done. All right, we can make that happen.
Yes.
Is it the number one, but it's the middle finger? Is that what
whatever,
it is?
However you want to put the fingers. You just do whatever you want. You can have the devil horns. You can have the shocker. You hang loose. It could be a shocker. Whatever. You have the Vulcan salute.
The Vulcan. Oh, sorry. The shocker. Yeah, the shocker.
Mike Herrera, thank you so much for taking some time and chatting us up about the new shows coming up. We're very excited to see you back in Seattle on January 10th.
Can't wait to see you guys. Bye. Much love, you guys.
All right, take care. Much love.
Take care. Bye.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.